The Quad Summit that was to be held at the Sydney Opera House next week between the Prime Ministers of Australia, India, Japan and the US President has been sent into disarray as Joe Biden has had to pull out. The tense situation in Congress over the US debt ceiling has meant that the US is in real danger of default and that the President needed to get back to Washington to find a way through the impasse. I asked Bruce Walpe from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney whether he thought the Quad could go ahead.
Oh, I think it's going to happen this coming at the end of the week, this weekend in Hiroshima, where the G7 is meeting and all the leaders will be there. And I expect that the four will get together as a sort of off meeting, side meeting to the G7. The key elements of what needs to be discussed will be discussed. There will be photos, of course, of the four of them together, which reaffirms the intent of the partnership. So I don't see it as what happened as disruptive to the functioning of the Quad. The leaders are on excellent terms. They know their priorities. They're executing on it, and they want to continue. And if you look at the bilateral relationships inside, Prime Minister Albanese and Modi of India, just excellent. The Japanese Prime Minister was here, excellent. And Albanese and Biden have an exceptionally close close personal as well as a business relationship between their two countries. So again, it is really a shame and a loss in a significant sense that a domestic political issue in the United States could disrupt something so important, but it has. But nevertheless, 95% plus of it will be recouped.
And the domestic issue you've alluded to is relating to the debt legislation that they're trying to get through the House. What are the main issues there for President Biden?
This is a really important issue because it's becoming a major economic and political crisis for everyone involved, but particularly for President Biden and his agenda. What Republicans are doing are using something that just has to be done to prevent the United States from defaulting. It's been done dozens and dozens of times over the past century. It was done three times by Republicans when Donald Trump was president. And of course, Republicans were delighted to raise the debt limit by $7.3 trillion when he was president. But as soon as Biden comes in, they kind of go ape over the whole thing. And what they're trying to do, and the reason that this is so dug in, is that this is a tougher political problem than it was 12 years ago in 2011 in the last debt crisis under President Obama and Republicans in Congress. Those are harsher terms than surfaced 12 years ago. And 12 years ago, Biden was vice president. He negotiated the deal that got us out of that crisis in 2011. He learned a lot of lessons from it. One was don't give in to terrorism on domestic political issues tied to the debt limit. This is really tough. That's what all that means. But it also shows the deeper political problem and why this gap is so big and so hard to solve.
Sorry, Bruce, if I just ask a bit of clarification. So when you say default, does this mean that the United States will default on its debts?
Yes, I'm sorry. It means that the United States cannot pay its debts because it doesn't have the authority of Congress to spend any more money.
And this
it can't
normally
issue any checks.
And this normally happens to countries like Argentina and other Central American states. This isn't a good look, is it?
Paul Keating said famously in the 1990s, you know, we were in danger of becoming a banana republic. Well, the banana peel just landed in the United States, and it's really, really dangerous. But the key to the political problem is this. Kevin McCarthy, Republican House Speaker, has in his caucus quite a contingent of very hardline Trumpian Republicans, and they want to dismantle these programs. He can't bring to the floor a bill that at least half of his members would not support. And if Joe Biden strikes a deal that gives away too much, the Democrats in the Senate and the House will not vote for it either.
Is President Biden going to have to offer something?
He will. He's in a position now where he has to offer something.
And what's the most likely thing that you could perhaps advise him to do? What would be the thing? What would be the thing that you say, give them this, President Biden?
I'd say, get on the plane and come to Australia. That's what I tell him to do. You know, the hell with those guys. And I think the outline of a deal would be, we're going to have spending caps for the next 2 years and raise the debt limit sufficiently enough that it goes beyond the 2024 election kind of end that issue for the next 2 years in the political season ahead. So I think Biden offers spending caps. There are several tens of billions of dollars in COVID funds that have not been spent yet. Okay, you put those back. You may do some tightening of social programs, but not for the poorest Americans and those who are really at the edge of a difficult life. And see if the Republicans can accept that. But I don't know. I just don't know. I think they want much more, and they want to embarrass Biden. Now, if the country goes into default, which would be like a nuclear weapon going off against the economy and causing all these problems of higher interest rates immediately, people thrown off work, uncertainty around the world. If that goes off and it can be clearly seen that the Republicans precipitated it, Biden has and the Democrats have a short-term political gain. But it's
going to have a huge effect on the world economy, isn't it, if that happens?
It will, but again, looking ahead to 2024, the president owns the economy. If this thing goes off and it really has terrible effects throughout the country, well, who's ultimately going to get blamed a year and a half from now? It's the president.
Bruce Wolpe from the U.S. Study Center at the University of Sydney speaking with me there.